Tangleweed and Brine, written by Deirdre Sullivan and read by Aoife McMahon.
Tangleweed. Slippershod. From Cinderella. When you were young, you used to be immaculate. Immaculate. The house, the carpet, walls could be a mess, but never you. She'd plunk you in a bath. You'd kick your chubby legs and watch them pinken. She'd clean you and she'd sing to you and tell you little stories so you wouldn't be afraid to be submerged. To be so close to drowning and not drown. Women such as we, your mother told you. We feel things strongly and we always have. You need to choose to love and love, not hate. Be gentle and be kind and be my daughter. You say that to yourself these days. A lot. Words are not truths. Your father said he loved you. He didn't, though. Not after she was gone. And there you were, alone inside a house. He'd go on business and he'd shut the door. You learned to feed yourself, to tidy up, to manage and make do till he came home. When he returned, he'd open up the door and you'd approach, eagerly, with smiles the first few times. Then slowly, like a dog that knows that legs are built to kick. He'd look through you. You'd cook him dinner and he'd chew the food. He'd look through you. You'd go to bed and it would be the same as when she vanished. You have been lonely since your mother died. She loved you. And she died. The love he had for you was just a product of his love for her, and when that died, some of him died as well. You have her clothes. You keep them in the attic. They are lovely. Sometimes you catch her scent upon the air, a soft and dusty flutter. It eats at you, like moths upon a cloak. It's hard to have a house all by yourself. But it is easier than the alternative. When he comes home with her, you close your eyes. He holds her hand. They are already married. Her daughters, two tight replicas, are scowling. She lets them be. You're not a thing that matters. Part of the house, a chair, a spoon, a plate. They need your room for one of her two daughters. You start to sleep upstairs beside the clothes. You build a pile of rags, all bunched together. Little birds make nests to live in. And you are small. You come up to their waists. You are a woman. You are a woman the size of a child. They treat you like a thing. They talk about you when you're in the room. The only way they look at you is down. It must be hard, they say, to be that way. They mean the way that you have been forever. And you are just a girl inside a house. Your mother shaped like you. Your father loved her. It is things like this that get you through. Your back hurts, scrubbing floors and hemming gowns. Your sisters, they are not your proper sisters, talk about the future, marriage, babies, gowns and balls, and things that they will buy with all their wealth. Their dreams are tall, rich men to do their bidding, whose arms are made of heavy golden coins to wrap around their bodies, keep them safe. Money can be armor, if you have it. You mop, you break the sticks, stand on little stools to stir the pot. Sometimes, when they remember you are there, they talk about you. Your life was ruined as soon as you came out, they tell you. They bet that you were cute, though, as a baby, when you were meant to be a little thing. And it was easier then, for your mother. Did you just plop right out, as though an egg?